That will not. That will be expunged from the minutes of this press conference. Okay. There's a lot to be said for media manipulation.
Yeah.
It's all right. Coach in a good mood now. So. Charlie, you want to pick yourself?
Change quickly that.
let's start with the overall loss in that game. I mean, it got kind of crazy there towards the last 10 minutes, but you get the result, right?
Yeah, I mean, I thought we started well, got an early goal. We're getting in some good areas. They made a tactical change and an early sub, and it causes some problems. I thought we sorted about in halftime, but I thought we came out a bit slow second half, kind of just almost in with the mindset to see the game out, which wasn't the plan. So... kind of poor goals to give away from, coaching perspective. But I think a couple weeks ago we might have given up at that point, and the guys battled and fought, and it was great to get back into the game initially, and then to grab a winner late was really good, and I think it's something this group needed.
You mentioned getting back in the game. It seems like maybe when you concede and go down, kind of the sense of urgency comes back.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought that sense of urgency kind of, we wasn't there at the start of the second half. Even when it was 1-1, we thought, I think our players felt we were in control. I'm not sure we were. And then we went 2-1 down. To be fair, the guys just battled, fought hard. They played with more urgency, more passion, fight, and. We had a couple other good chances. I think the one Kevin passed instead of shooting is one that comes to mind. But, I think it was an exciting game. Both teams created quite a few chances, and we were just able to get score one more than them.
Coach, the league started a different player besides Nico. You were kind of doubting, you were kind of maybe scared having him as a goalie for tonight.
Ilya's been with us for a little bit. He came in last game, and I thought he did fine when Nico got injured. And I thought he had a good performance today. He couldn't do anything on the goals. I think what he had to deal with, I thought he dealt with well. Looked confident, stayed focused, and, for a 20-year-old keeper, I thought he had a good performance.
You think the early goal kind of settled him down?
Yeah, probably settled him down. I think he had an early shot or two from range that was able to collect, which... Obviously, keeper, if you have one or two easy things to deal with, it kind of helps you settle into a game, and it's probably key for him. And I thought he came with a great attitude, was focused, and I thought he had a good performance.
What can you tell us on your second half? Second half, you kind of fight for to get a win.
Yeah, I mean, I thought we didn't come out great at the start of the second half, which is a bit disappointing. But going down 2-1, I thought we showed great fight, great urgency to get back in the game and to win. And it's three much needed points. We got to stop win losing now. So we've won, lost one, lost one. Now we got to try to put a back to back win together and keep rolling. So hopefully we can use this momentum going into this week. A really tough game against arguably the best team in the league.
You were able to bring Lewis on the second half. Any changes when you broke him in the second half?
Yeah, I was able to bring Lewis on for a bit more pace as Mateo was tiring, I thought it was good to get Lewis on with his pace and to bring Mo in the middle of the park. And I thought Mo showed his quality and the reason why we signed him today. He's great in the ball, got in the great pockets. He's got a great last pass, and he's good on set pieces. So I think he's someone that, going forward, is going to be big for us.
Congratulations on the win. Any impressions with Milham today?
Yeah, I thought he was fantastic. He did a lot of really good things, and he showed his quality. So it was great that we got his ITC clearance about 3 hours before kickoff. So it was great to... to get him in and involved and into the group, and I thought he had a really good performance.
Congratulations on the win. Are you going to buy the guys any milkshake, any water?
No milkshakes. We'll see. I'm not really going to buy them anything just yet. If they put back-to-back wins together, then they deserve something.
Robin?
Well, back to, I guess, goaltending. Guimaraes, who, of course, I would meet one from Electric City in Peterborough. Mm-hmm. And then just today, he needed a substitute goal. He didn't need a line guy, Artemenko, who as recently as Friday night was playing for Guelph. I guess you gradually, like, watch your fear of bringing guys from League One and play, that, you know, there's a good caliber.
Yeah, no, there's some very good players in League One, and some players in League One that deserve to be in this league for sure. You got to find those players out, and you know when they get their opportunity, they gotta take it, right? So, yeah, Ilya had a great opportunity today, and I thought he took it. I thought he did really well. You know, made the saves he should make. I don't think he had a chance on either of the goals, so yeah, it was good for him.
Was there any? Do you have any idea of how long Ioannisopoulos will be out?
No, not at the moment. I don't want to say the wrong thing, but it's yeah. I'll leave it there. I'm not completely sure.
And just the strength of your bench, like how much better do you feel now versus like 2 months ago that you have such a selection? Like, I guess Bogouli's only had two practices, maybe because he only got here.
I think he's had three, but yeah, he trained this week. So that was good, you know, to have a player of his quality, senior player, come off the bench. You know, today, Lewis, who started the last number of games, had done really well, came off the bench today and did really well. So it's, you know, I didn't even get to Sebo, really, who's been good early on, but he's only been back for a week of training. So I knew I didn't want to play him for a long tail, but I did want to get him in the game. Unfortunately, it was for the last 5 or 6 minutes. But, yeah, it's good to have options on the bench. You know, captain was on the bench today. Getting rested, so you know it's great to have options. We didn't have that early in the season, and when you need to change a game, you have the ability to change a game. And I thought all of our subs came on and made a difference. Lissandro was fantastic coming on up front. Good for him to get off the mark and score. So yeah, some good things happened today, and we just gotta, let's say, use this momentum going into a tough game next week.
Kyle. I spoke to Philo Sanders of Valor last week, and he talked about how Di Rosario is very dangerous, not only because he can score goals, but because you know, the players, he can play off of him, and they'd have to defend that first ball off of him. That's how the first goal went for you guys. Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering how the search for the wingers beside him is gone. You've rotated through Dos Santos, Triple L, as you said, Krat. And are you looking to strike a balance between supplying Di Rosario and then also making those runs off?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we brought these players into, you know, they're having a look for next year, right? They're trying to make the team for future, right? It's an opportunity for them. I think they've all done well in spells, and I think Kevin I thought he had a good game today. Lewis has had a good couple games and obviously came off the bench and did well. Ronan scored 2 goals. I think he's a very talented young player with a lot of upside. So yeah, we got a bit more pace, and now we bring Mo into the fold, who's great playing off people and seeing a run. So I think we've got more ammunition to play around our strikers now than we had earlier in the season, because we were, to be honest, playing central midfielders wide because of injury crisis, right? So there's games where I played 6 central midfielders this year, one on each wing, and so it's tough for them to consistently be that player that isn't really a natural fit for them. But they did job for me early, but now we've been able to add proper out and out wingers with pace to the squad.
Aaliyah's first game, like, what's it like with a young goalkeeper during the week, like, to keep their confidence high? Like, do you like to leave them alone, or is it something you like to keep on harping on? You're going to be starting on the weekend.
No, I mean, I kind of left him to Camilo to you know, as he's with them all the time, and kind of left him a bit of a distance. Didn't want to say too much to him. He knew he was going to play, and let Camilo really deal with him and keep his head right and focused and work on him this week. And, you know, I thought Camilo did a good job of getting his head right and working with him, and I thought he had a good performance.
And Mo Bogouli, like you touched on it earlier, him coming in now with Di Rosario scoring goals at a good pace, is this something where you want to have them both together, or do you like having one off the bench to create the spark?
No, I mean, I would like to play them both together, right? I think Mo's, you know, showed his quality today. As I said, he's tricky, can twist and turn, but he can also play that last pass. And he's a player that scores goals in this league too. So I think he does a little bit of everything. And he can play a number of positions. He can play wide. He can play under striker. He can play as a nine if needed. He's a quality, talented player that I'm excited to see how he does with the players around him. I think he'll make everyone around him better.
Yeah. Get you something. That's a real coach's finish.
Yeah, it was, you know. And, put him in, he was coming up, I think it was 1-1 when I was making the sub, and they scored as he was going on. So, but Lissandro's been, very good this year. He works really hard. He's very smart tactically. He holds the ball really well. We've seen a lot of good qualities out of him. He's just, for whatever reason, had a lack of finish or obviously lack of goals, so it was great for him to get his first goal tonight, and hopefully it's a start of a run here for him as well, because he's a very good player, player target forward in the run of play. It's he's different to Osazi in a lot of ways, but I think he's a very talented player and just hasn't been able to score goals for whatever reason, and it was good for him to get off the snide now.
Okay, guys. Thank you.
Good team. Thanks, guys. Hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah, about four hard car and reason in the last few minutes. But
yep.
Other than that,
don't lock yourself out. Turn on.
Back in a second with Mr. Wilson.
Dad, he's got two goals this season.
Look at that.
So whatever story you want to write about that.
Fatherhood wins. Sure.
Charlie, you want to kick us off?
Sure. Let's just kind of start with the overall. It's kind of a crazy ending. It's got to feel good to finish it in that way.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. I mean, 2 months ago, that would have been a game that we tied or lost. So we just got to take the good with the bad. Today, obviously, you don't want to concede two goals, but we still scored more than the other team, so we got to give credit to the boys for that.
Just you specifically kind of in midfield, you guys obviously had to play a bunch of different positions this year, you had rotation, but you and Noah have quite a good partnership. How much has that kind of come along? How nice is it playing with him in this team?
It's great, because I feel like he's really good at the things that I'm okay at. So just kind of being like the working dog for him a little bit, and he just kind of dictates the tempo and the flow. He has a sweet left foot. But I think that's just one of those things where a guy that you like, you just kind of have good chemistry with. Like me and Noah, I'm kind of like a big brother to him. And yeah, we really like each other. So just you can see on the pitch, like we work well together.
Thanks.
Thanks, Ryan.
Any other questions for the match winner?
Jordan, you say that practice makes perfection.
Yeah.
I saw you on the field that you lost a ball. You got very upset.
Yeah.
Can you take us to that moment?
For sure. I think, being in the middle and just being a leader, older player on the team, when I find myself doing things that I shouldn't be doing, I'm upset. I'm the hardest person on myself, so to speak. So, yeah, coming out in the second half, I just feel like we know that we're up 1-0. We still got to take it to them, and we didn't really have a lot of energy, and then myself included. Like, I took my foot off the gas a bit. So, yeah, I feel like I have to be the hardest on myself, and that should just resonate throughout the team. Like, if I'm the oldest player, played probably the most games, if I'm hard on myself, the guy who's 18 coming off the bench, he needs to be working hard as well. So,
give us your intake on the second half.
I think we just didn't come out with the same energy we did the first half. I don't think we were playing bad, but we were forcing it a bit. And then they were a bit more eager, so we gotta match that, and we didn't for the first part. But I also have to say, to go down 2-1 and to come back and win just shows character, so I have to give the boys credit for that.
Jordan, you believe in destiny?
Absolutely.
When you said we'll have an interview You think it would be this way?
I didn't think so, but I'm glad we got it done. I'm such a busy man. I hate making excuses, but I'm glad we got to have a little interview right now.
Thank you. You gave me the best 15 minutes, I think.
Thank you, buddy.
You started with such a, as I kept emphasizing, he's only 20 years old, the goalie you had.
Yeah.
Now, you're not right in the back anymore because there's more defenders now.
Yeah.
You can move up to midfield, but you still feel maybe not responsible, but to say something like, well, if you make that initial stop, no rebounds, or how do you, like, you have to protect the, you know, his first start?
Yeah, well, I told him before the game in the huddle, I said, just go and enjoy it. I feel like everyone plays their best when they're just having fun. Like, it doesn't matter that you get paid to do it or that you're a professional. Like, we're really just, like, big little kids. So just giving them that confidence and just kind of, like, as I said, a big brother, just telling him, like, go do your thing. Like, you're good enough. You wouldn't be here if you weren't. And he really relished that. He had a good couple first saves, and all it really takes is a dap or saying, yeah, good save earlier, like, you kept us in the game. And he just really rises on that confidence. So he had a hell of a game today, and big saves, big stops, and he looked the part. So that's important. Hope to build off of that for him.
And how much better does it feel? Like, I mean, I know you're on the same team, you're all trying for time, but just to see how many guys there are now on the bench, like the bully and that.
Yeah.
Maybe just got here a week ago. But, you know, how much more powerful, how much better your team is than a month ago.
Yeah, it's a step in the right direction. I'd say a couple of steps in the right direction because now we have a bit more firepower, a bit more options. And for me, the subs won us that game. I haven't looked at it back, but that's the feeling I felt, is just that guys were able to come on and it could add to the game. So, yeah, it's really nice. I'm sure Martin spoke about how nice it is.
Yeah, Cabrera was on, like, all of 1 minute, 90 seconds, and he scored.
Yeah.
His first ever goal.
Look at that. It was perfect. Great. It was a great day for York.
I got a question, one more.
Yes, my friend.
Were you surprised when you guys beat Calgary?
Were we surprised? Absolutely not. And I'll tell you why. Because I feel that with York, we love an occasion. Like, we love when our back's up against the wall. We love going away. And we love when everyone's, like, rooting against us. That's when we rally together. So on the 27th, we'll probably beat Calgary again, ironically enough.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you could walk me through that goal. I saw you get open, shake your man, but I can't imagine you saw that ball slipping through the goalie's hands.
I believe in karma. I believe in destiny. There was a play where I think Bitar grabbed me and I wanted to step on his head, like maybe 5 minutes before, and I didn't.
You jumped over him.
I jumped over him, but my initial was I want to step on his head. Not in a, I'll kick his head off, but I was really upset. And I said, I'm going to let it be. I'm going to let grace prevail. It's Sunday. It's God's day. So I believe that the keeper having a little spill, that was definitely, yeah, that was karma coming full circle. Because, like, he should have saved it, and for it to just pop up and drop directly on my head was a godsend, to say the least.
Finally, for me, we talked this week about Mo Babuli. You know him a long time.
Yeah.
When he fell in this league, having him come off that bench, step into that game, you guys needed a lift. What does that do for you?
It does wonders, because personally for a guy like me, I know I just have to connect the back four and the attacking players. You don't have to do something where you have to carry the ball. Like, for me, I don't have to carry it through the midfield. I could just find Mo, or I could find Lewis, or guys have come on. And that just really adds so much of a bonus, because you've already played 60 minutes, 65 minutes, maybe you're a bit tired. You have someone like Mo, you know he can get by one player, you know he's going to create. Signings like that are really just going to put this club in the right direction, because Mo's a baller. And you can see it today. This is a guy that hasn't played in a couple of months, so he's not at his peak performance, and he's still a dangerous player.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Robin, you want to last one?
Yeah, just
for sure.
This was you, not to say too much, but you don't win often at home.
Yeah.
And so to win at home, and now that all the fans, yes, they go home happy. Ones from the tennis matches were sort of peeking in to see what was going on. How much better does it feel to win at home?
Beautiful, because we've had so many nail biters and heartbreaks on this pitch this season. It's beautiful. I feel like also this is the last, I think, weekend match. So probably a lot of kids coming out as well and their families. So it's just nice to get a win and have good vibes all around.
Thank you guys.
Thank you guys. Appreciate it.
Recording stopped.